People love their automobiles. They allow us to go where we want to, when we want to. They're a form of entertainment. They're a form of art, a pride of ownership. Songs are written about cars. A Prince wrote a great song, Little Red Corvette. He didn't write Little Red Laptop Computer or Little Red Dirt Devil. He wrote about a car. And one of my favorites has always been Make Love to Your Man in Their Chevy Van, because that was my vehicle when I was in college. The fact is, when we do our market research around the world, we see that there's nearly a universal aspiration on the part of people to own an automobile. And 750 million people in the world today own a car. And you say, boy, that's a lot. But you know what? That's just 12% of the population. We really have to ask the question, can the world sustain that number of automobiles? And if you look at projections over the next 10 to 15 to 20 years, it looks like the world car park could grow to on the order of 1.1 billion vehicles. Now, if you park those end to end and wrap them around the earth, that would stretch around the earth 125 times. Now, we've made great progress with automobile technology over the last 100 years. Cars are dramatically cleaner, dramatically safer, more efficient, and radically more affordable than they were 100 years ago. But the fact remains, the fundamental DNA of the automobile has stayed pretty much the same. If we are going to reinvent the automobile today, rather than 100 years ago, knowing what we know about the issues associated with our product and about the technologies that exist today, what would we do?